Hello everyone. Thank you for tuning into today's podcast. I hope you all are doing great in your lives. If there are some bumps, don't forget to tell yourself that it is okay. After all, life is not a straight line. More power to you. I start with the most common phrase that we all have heard. Humans are social in nature. Indeed, we are. We are constantly looking for a company. We are willing to be surrounded by people. We are searching for ways to spark new relationships. But wait, how well are we doing in maintaining these relationships that are sought as the essence of our life? Sadly, not very well, because we are confused, frustrated, and unaware of each other's needs. This makes us feel that we are stuck in relationships with a negative person or partner. That in turn leaves us feeling either blank or unwanted in a relationship. But that's not the case. It is neither the negative partner nor you that's causing the problem. It's the pattern in your relationship that is the root cause. Well, the good news is that this uneasy and unwanted pattern can be changed. And that's what today's podcast is all about. But before we find the solution, let us understand where the problem is. Imagine your mother comes home after her hectic day at work, and you too had a busy day at college. Your mom asks you about your day, and you tell everything, the good, the bad, and some funny moments too. She listens to you, giggles, and shares her remarks on the same. Now, when she starts telling you about her day, you listen to her, and halfway through her conversation, you start swiping through your phone. What message does this give to your mother, and how will it reflect on your relationship with her? Not that good, right? After all, communication is the key to a healthy relationship. Now that's where the problem is. While we are willing to be heard, to be listened, we are not offering the same to the other person. This hampers our relationship and becomes a roadblock for it to become stronger, healthier, and better. Now we know where the problem is. Let us look for the solution and learn what it takes to be there for the other person. The answer lies in a very simple yet an important concept known as emotional responsiveness. If you ask me, we can put this concept in a simple sentence, and that is, are you there? Here, A of the R stands for accessibility, like can I reach you? R of the R stands for responsiveness. Can I rely on you to respond to me emotionally? And finally, the E of R stands for engagement. Do I know you value me and stay close? Now, let us explore each aspect of this R that makes the roots of our relationship with the other person strong. We'll start with A. A means accessibility. Are you easily accessible to your partner? Or shall I say, are you ready to be hot? Well, don't take it otherwise. Here, hot means, H is for hearing what they have to convey. O means, are you open to communication? And T means, can the other person trust you while you express yourself? If yes, then you're surely accessible to the other person. If not, then that is the first step for you to take. This will help you understand the need of the other person and make you feel more connected to each other. Second is R. R is for responsiveness. I agree, listening is important, but so is responding. Responding to the other person is very important in a relationship. You don't have to necessarily provide them with solutions. When you are being responsive, you give the other person a message that I understand you, I'm here to help you. By doing so, you actually calm the other person. The third aspect of emotional responsiveness is engagement. We all have heard of the word engagement. It means being absorbed in a task, and that's what it requires. It gives you a message that you can't let your distractions break the momentum. Listening while swiping through your phone can be a bumper, so it is suggested that you keep it away and all the other distractions away while communicating with the other person. Give the other person attention and give them the message that you matter to them and you always will. That's how simple it is to be there for the other person. Going back to our example, if you learn to practice emotional responsiveness, you'll be listening to your mother actively, giving her the message that you're accessible to her, you're responsive of what she's saying, and definitely you value her as a person. Thus, building a strong relationship between you and your mother. So, now it's time for you to build healthy and strong relationships. Remember, all you need is to keep asking yourself, are you there for your loved ones? Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope it will help someone, somewhere, in some way to build their relationship with other person. More power and love to you.